just tell me a little bit about why you chose the Giants?
I mean, I heard it was a great organization, and they work with young guys, and the coaches, I mean, the coaches I've seen, the running back coach here, he coached AP and Chris Johnson when he both rushed for 2,000 yards, so that was a great look. And then the special teams, I heard they were hard on special teams, and I don't mind playing special teams and coming in and getting a spot, as long as anywhere to help the team.
Did you have some other opportunities, other places that were interested?
Yeah, I had I'd say about like 10, and my agent weeded it through here, Minnesota, and then it was actually a late call from the Giants, and then I was like, yeah, I'm going to go there, and then I signed the contract and I came here.
You didn't visit here or anything?
Nope.
No. I mean, on the surface, it looks a little crowded at running back, doesn't it? I mean, when you look at the roster, you feel like, obviously, you feel like, you know, despite the fact there's some veterans, and, you know, they drafted Paul Perkins, you feel like you can find a space here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel no matter what I do, I feel I can find a space, because I feel I could produce different talents than other players, and I know everybody has that dominant mindset, but I feel every player is different. Ain't probably not the same player. I wouldn't say that, but every player is different.
And you, I read you were pretty lightly recruited going into school, so you've been sort of the underdog or the overlooked guy before. So that's not an unfamiliar situation for you, correct?
No, it's definitely not. I mean, I'm used to it. I mean, that's what brings out the savage in me. That's the way I play, the way I do, and I always play with a chip on my shoulder. No matter what position I'm at, I just always play with a chip on my shoulder.
Were you, I mean, going back a ways, were you surprised that you didn't get recruited, you know, by any bigger schools?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I rushed for 2,000 yards in my senior year, and then I had 1,500 the year before that, and then after I got offered by Illinois State, Washington State flew out to come see me that same day, but I already turned my letter and 10 in. I think I was the last of the recruiting class to sign.
Mm-hmm. And obviously that worked out well for you.
Yeah.
You carried the ball a lot. I mean, how would you describe your style? Would you describe yourself as a workhorse back, as a guy that likes to get, you know, those 20 carries a game, or that needs that kind of work? Or?
I mean, I actually just need like one play to read my keys and hit the hole, and who knows, it'd probably be an 80-yard touchdown or a 10-yard game, or third and short, getting able to get. I love third and short because the defenses get so edgy, and then they just want to over-pursue, and then you be off the gate and be gone for at least like a touchdown or get a big gain off of it.
Mm-hmm. In some of the scouting reports that I read, they talked about you at this NFL level as what everybody calls the change of pace back, the third down guy. But you didn't catch a lot of passes in college, did you?
No, not really.
No. I mean, do you look at yourself that way, or do you look at yourself as a guy where you think you can play every down?
Oh, I can play every down. My hands are great. I come out here every day, catch every pass thrown to me. I mean, I was doing that with combine prep a lot, catch 150 balls a day, and just keep. I'm so used to it now that it's just natural.
Mm-hmm. Were you surprised at all, maybe, that you weren't drafted?
I mean, yeah, I was surprised, but then again, God works in mysterious ways. As long as you get the chance to play at this level and show the teams what you can do, you stay forever.
And I have to ask you about the arrest.
Yeah.
That. Do you fight some sort of a stigma from that, or do you feel like you're on a shorter leash, you know, because of that, you know, at this point, or you know, how do you work through that?
I mean, it's not shorter lease or none of that. I just feel that it happened a year ago from now, and I just moved forward and I forgot about it. But it's just something that you deal with, you learn from it, and you keep moving forward. You don't just sit there and dwell on it and just, oh, I'm scared I'm gonna make another mistake. No, because I'm not a bad kid, so I don't see myself make another mistake. So I feel that I'll be fine.
Right.
I just caught up in a bad situation.
You made a mistake, you move forward.
Yeah.
You just show teams what you can do.
Yeah.
what are they, have the Giants told you anything about any sort of a role here, anything that they might be looking for from you? Or?
No, they haven't, but just going in meetings every day, learning the offense and just coming out here and showing them that I know what I'm doing. That's what I'm basically doing right now.
You know, you're in shorts and t-shirts and it's non-contact, these OTAs. I mean, what can you show, you know, to separate yourself? What can you show them, you know, that makes them think, you know, this guy does belong here? When we get to training camp, we want to give him a good, strong look.
Just coming out here every day, moving around once your feet hit the ground, just showing them everything. I mean, knowing what you're doing on special teams and knowing where you're supposed to be at, and then knowing your assignment when you're in the offense, just basically that's all I would say. That you can't really show much. You ain't not in pads right now, so.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe your running style? Of an outside guy, an inside guy?
I feel it's balanced. I could go inside, outside, and catch. It don't matter. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. I just like having the ball in my hand.
Every running back does, I think. There's some good guys here, guys that are pretty proven. How's that gone so far with meshing with some of the guys in the room?
Good. I mean, Shane Vereen helps me a lot when I ask him about plays, and Jennings too. The fullback, what's his name?
Whitlock.
Yeah, Whitlock helps me too. Mm-hmm. And we all just conversate, basically help you the next man out. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. It ain't like somebody's being like stingy or don't want to help the next person to succeed. Because mm-hmm. we all know we're competing against each other, but ain't no way that somebody's gonna let them go out there, because we all gonna look bad. So mm-hmm. we don't do that.
You're what, 5'8", I think, 5'8", 5'9". I mean, is there any sort of a stigma from being, you know, a shorter guy? Anything that you fight against? Any impression you fight against from being a little bit shorter?
Nah, I don't see no impression. I mean, you look at Darren Sproles, he goes out there and dominate. I mean, Barry Sanders went out there and dominated. That's size is all height. For example, Tyrann Mathieu, he starts at 6, he's probably about 5'9" mm-hmm. for Arizona Cardinals. That's just all hype, I would say. That mm-hmm. doesn't mean nothing. Mm-hmm. As long as you strong enough to come out there and do that job, there's nothing wrong with being short.
Right. I've actually seen the Sproles comparison before. I mean, is he a guy, or are there other guys that you might compare yourself to?
I mean, I like to compare myself to LeSean McCoy, Marshawn Lynch, and Tyrann Mathieu.
Best good guys, really good guys.
Yeah.
If you have that kind of career, you're doing pretty well for yourself.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the only other thing really is, how do you answer the, he hasn't played, you know, high level of competition?
I mean, you just watch my tape. I dominate that level, and for example, Carson Wentz, first round draft pick, he dominated that level, and I won Offensive Player of the Year in that conference 2 years in a row. When they won back-to-back national championships, so, I mean, you just got to see for yourself.
Mm-hmm. All right, hey, I appreciate your spending a few minutes with me.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You much. Good luck.